Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another lights on listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free.
The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California, and your brain masseur. Get ready for your brain massage. China did not create corporate communism. We did. Well, at least John D. Rockefeller did. Late 1800s, he said, competition is a sin. Is it? Well, this began corporate communism in America, and now China has turned it into a weapon against us. Let's talk about advances on the election fraud front. Will the 2020 election ever be thrown out and corrected? Can we restore confidence in our elections without, you know, recourse to the Burma model? And what's going on there anyway? Perhaps I'll get a chance to touch on the report that the Vatican paid dearly for their involvement in a pedo ring that was busted, and then later for participating in stealing the election in 2020 here in America. And what about the border crisis? When will the people wake up? As for COVID, will California finally catch up with the more advanced states, you know, like Florida and Texas, who actually follow the science? And is it ever a good idea to surrender liberty to the control of doctors? Mercy. Not likely to get through all of this, if even half of it, so catch me on my live stream where you'll get what Paul Harvey called the rest of the story. It's time for your brain massage.
Truth served here, flavored with delectable wit, succulent sagacity, luscious logic, a gourmet meal for the mind.
China did not create corporate communism, we did. John D. Rockefeller, it probably existed before this, but John D. Rockefeller, late 1800s, said competition is a sin. Some might disagree and say this phenomenon is newer. But some would say it's much older. I remember reading some things about what was going on in England in the early 1700s that looked something like this. But I think I can build a strong case supporting my thesis that at least the America version was started by Mr. Rockefeller. Of course, corporate communism has many connections to fascism, a system of socialist control over society, imposing a top-down tyranny over not only the physical lives of the people, but their souls, the governing of the mind and the heart of the people. In the kingdom of God, my friend, God reserves to him the exclusive right to rule the hearts and minds of men. God gives to no man power over our souls. Do not fear them which kill the body, he said, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Matthew 10:26. For this reason, we bow the knee to no man, but only to God Almighty. But anyway, back to the creation of corporate communism. What is that about? John D. Rockefeller and Rothschild competed fiercely for control of the oil markets in their day. And this competition drove each of these men to work hard to locate and drill for more and more oil, which increased the supply dramatically and so dramatically depressed the price. I say depressed. The people certainly were not depressed. They greatly benefited by lower prices for fuel. But these tycoons were constantly frustrated because the competition kept them from amassing the fortunes they craved. Rockefeller came up with a bright idea to repudiate the principle of competition. He said, as I quoted earlier, competition is a sin. You see, because in his thinking, competition results in only one person winning. He said compromise isn't good because then no one wins. So he advocated cooperation. He said only by cooperation can everyone win. Like all liberal ideas, it sounds so good. But if you listen closely, you will hear the rattle of the serpent shaking its tail as it slithers closer to spring for the kill. There is a reason we are warned to stand against the wiles of the devil. He's wily, clever, highly intelligent, and adept at deception. And it's always the fruit that finally gives it away. Jesus taught us that. Rockefeller and Rothschild got together and decided to cooperate. So they cooperated together to control prices. Yeah. They colluded with one another to control production in order to keep prices high. And voila, Their cooperation allowed both Rockefeller and Rothschild to, well, win. To win at the expense of who? Well, the losers are always the people. You see, the cooperation game is one where the corporate big guys get together and wipe out the competition. And this allows them to control the prices. But there is a pesky little problem in free societies that allows for the sin of competition to re-emerge in the form of other entrepreneurs entering into the business. And there's no better way to control competition than through the use of government. So by regulations and corporate welfare and other wily devices, the corporation gets into bed with government to control competition. And you end up with a dictator, finally, owned by the corporate establishment, at least at first, in a government that you have to serve as your master. And you have corporate communism. Now, when corporate communism operates in a system like ours, it's very expensive because you have to buy a lot of politicians. I sometimes wonder how much I pay for a cup of coffee goes to some corporate-owned politician. Well, anyway, China was invited into the game a few decades ago, and China has learned the game very well. The CCP has turned it into a weapon against us as their competitor. We were told if we brought China to the table and gave them a taste of economic prosperity, you know, they would see the benefits of capitalism and turn away from their controlled society and embrace freedom. Well, they didn't embrace freedom, did they? What they did is they used capitalism to fund tyranny and to export their form of tyranny around the world. And their primary target is the United States. The CCP made our corporate establishment dependent upon their cheap labor, used the money that they gained by this to build a powerful military and to buy politicians so that they worked their way into virtually every power stronghold in America, so that the United States has corporate communism China style, almost. We have Chinese corporate communism moving in, attacking this country and trying to take over. And they're using American style corporate communism to do it. The idea that there is no competition at work is a lie. China competes with the U.S., for example. The difference is only that in corporate communism, when all competition is eliminated, well, you'll find the corporations will become stagnant, corrupt. They will begin preying on the people instead of serving them. The people always lose when corporations monopolize the government or any industry. And the dirty little secret is, then the corporate moguls compete for superiority among the elites. And it never ends until you have one guy on top of the heap, now in control of everything and everyone, and then there's always somebody in the shadows sharking him. Competition is a natural drive in human nature, and the only proper restraint is gospel love, love for God and for our fellow man. But competition always produces ongoing improvements and greater services and products for the people if it's channeled in that way. Trump represents capitalism in a free market where competition drives research, constant improvement, and results in the best products at the best prices possible so that all mankind will benefit, not just a few elites. Competition, actually, works better toward leveling the playing field than so-called cooperation, or at least Rockefeller-style cooperation where you have a monopoly. Biden is a corporate communist. He took the office by fraud, and he needs to be perp-walked out of the White House along with the rest of those thieves of American liberty. Will the 2020 election be thrown out, and can we restore confidence in our elections without recourse to the Burma model, you know, Myanmar? The military claims that the election was fraught with fraud, and to restore democracy, they took over, ousted whom they consider to be a dictator and a thief of the office, and they're planning to have a new election soon. But there's a lot of confusion over there, a lot of Soros money buying a lot of confusion. But I can get into that later, perhaps. The corporate communist propaganda constantly pushes the mantra, you know, the election's over, let's move on. There was no fraud beyond the usual incidental occasion here and there. Biden won in a fair and honest election. Saying otherwise is unpatriotic and borders on treason. Some of them just come out and flatly call you a traitor. That's unreal, isn't it? They spent 4 years denying and then decrying the 2016 election. They went so far as to plan and to move into execution, a failed coup attempt against Trump during his term. And then finally, at least so far as we can see at present, they have succeeded at stealing the 2020 election. You know, they did it through election fraud, which is outrageous. And we have the proof of foreign interference through domestic proxies and proof that China was the primary culprit in the steal. But good things come of these. Jesus promised, you know, that all things work together for good. And here's what's developing in some of the swing states. In December, a state court in Wisconsin ruled that state and local officials should not have given blanket permission for voters to declare themselves homebound for the 2020 election and by that skip ID requirements. In his ruling, the court said county officials and the governor overstepped their authority when they used emergency orders, quote unquote, to change the rules without the involvement of the legislature. I mean, it's hard to contain myself when I hear stuff like this because please tell me you understand what this means. This means that the governor in Wisconsin, together with the election officials there, just dismissed the proper legal requirement for the legislature to make these kinds of changes. And the reason was these legislatures were Republican and they knew they would not buy their lie. I mean, it's a total disgrace to the entire American experiment in self-governance. It's a total disregard for the rule of law. It's beyond the pale. These people must be punished for this. And the election in Wisconsin must be nullified. It must not be allowed to stand. I mean, it's like catching the guy who stole your car and saying, you should not have stolen that car, and then walking away and leaving the car with him. You're going to have to take the car away from the thief. You know what I mean? In Michigan, in a state court, Judge Christopher Murray ruled the Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson, violated state law with her instructions on signature verification for absentee ballots. Violated state law. What was this? A slap on the hand? A little finger wagging? That's all I can find that she got for this. I mean, and that's all it was, unless you say, well, that election can't stand. You don't catch the thief and then let him drive away in the car he stole. Like the Wisconsin case, this judge in Michigan ruled that the Secretary of State did not have the authority to make these changes independent of the legislative branch in their state. In other words, it was a violation of state law. And guess what? It was a violation of the Constitution, which clearly stipulates electors are to be chosen in a manner decided upon by the state legislature. The election was conducted contrary to state law in these states, probably in all the states, contrary to the Constitution. And so the election is contrary to law. That is, it's illegal. Biden is actually not the president, not legally. He was put into office by lawbreakers. Virginia has a law on the books expressly prohibiting acceptance of ballots without a postmark or after election day. Virginia allowed ballots to be counted that were received without a postmark and after election day. None of those ballots are legal. Biden won because of ballots like this. He won because of illegal actions. He is an illegal president. Biden is not the president of the United States legally. He was put in office contrary to our laws. He was put into office by an election that was not conducted according to the rule of law. Georgia and Arizona are also passing similar laws. Georgia passed a law that requires voter ID, and Biden is blowing his top, man, attacking that state. He's angry. He would if he could. Demand all citizens show ID proving they've been vaccinated in order for them to travel, even from county to county or state to state. But he will give travel vouchers to illegal aliens entering our country without any vaccination requirement imposed on them, where we know for a fact a mutated strain of COVID has broken out in Brazil. And this is the vile, ungodly, worthless man, a real son of Belial, who accused Trump of doing nothing about COVID. Remember that? And criticizing Trump's travel bans initiated very soon after that first outbreak, you know. Biden is a son of Belial, a liar, a cheat. He plagiarized in college, remember? Plagiarized in his speeches. Now he holds the office as a plagiarist, a cheat and a thief and a liar. That's what the Bible calls a son of Belial. All right, I've come up on my break, so I need to tap the brakes. So hold on through the break. I'll be right back. You don't catch a car thief, then let him keep the car he stole.
The word encounter means to meet. to experience, to come face to face, to confront. Many encounters are routine happenstances, but even these can have a major impact on our lives. I'm sure each of you listening to this can think of encounters that made a difference in your life. But the greatest life-changing encounter in any life will be those encounters with God that make a difference. Perhaps you've encountered God in the past, but it's been a while since you experienced God in a vital, meaningful encounter. Renew your experience of God with a fresh encounter this year that will impact your life for spiritual growth. Perhaps you've never experienced God, and He doesn't seem real to you. You can encounter God, and when you do, your life will take on new meaning and purpose, and you'll know that God is real. Are you ready for a renewed experience of God with a fresh encounter this year? Or maybe you've never experienced God and He doesn't seem real to you. Get ready to encounter God and know that He is real.
The Devil Beware. Pastor Scheidbach is
Hello, on welcome the back. I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse, your brain masseur and Paul Revere's lantern light. Lighting the lamps in the church belfry arts and singling the enemies on the march, an enemy that would steal from us our liberties. I want to personally invite you to join us for our Easter services beginning 9:30 a.m. for a very interesting look at the chronology of the appearances of Christ after He arose. And then we have a service at 10:45, lunch on the grounds, followed by a service at about 1:30. I didn't make it to Maricopa County, Arizona news. The latest is Arizona Senate voted to conduct a full audit of the machines and the ballots used in Maricopa County. And now they have selected a firm to carry out the audit. Well, that freaked out the Maricopa County supervisors, so they called an emergency meeting and then closed it to the public. The Maricopa County Board of Supervisors has fought against an audit from the beginning. Their state senate asked for access to the machines and the ballots, and the supes said no. The Arizona Senate then issued subpoenas for the machines and the ballots, and Maricopa County supervisors refused to comply on some technicality. The Arizona Senate strengthened their subpoena and even got the court to weigh in. But I tell you, they just slow walked it and refused to comply. Well, anyway, finally, the supers had to concede, back down. But when the Arizona Senate actually hired a firm to proceed, well, the Maricopa County supervisors called an emergency meeting and then announced the meeting would be closed to the public. Well, at this point, these supers are protecting more than their jobs. That seems obvious. They lost that a long time ago. They know that. They are trying to protect themselves from serious jail time. These wicked people have violated the law. They violated their oaths of office. They violated the trust of the people of their county who voted them to represent them. They participated in the theft of the vote. The election in Arizona must be reversed. You don't catch a thief, then let him keep what he stole. Phil Klein of the Thomas More Society, they are preparing to sue Zuckerberg over hundreds of millions of dollars that he donated through something he calls the Center for Tech and Civic Life. And the money was routed to local election officials in these key battleground states. So I'm watching Flashpoint, and the host, I like him, by the way, and I have a lot of good friends who think the way he does. But after going over much of the information I just related, he said, now, none of this is going to pry Biden out of the White House. So what we should be concerned about is how elections will be run in the future, or something to that effect. You know, and every time I hear this coming, especially from our side, my head explodes. The election was stolen because these sons of Belial disregarded the law. Explain to me how you think making another law is going to fix that problem. Judgment, restoring justice. That's what's needed here. Laws that are not enforced by the execution of judgment provide no justice and no protection of it. Well, thankfully, Flashpoint had General Flynn and Mike Lindell as guests. It's interesting, Michael Flynn and Mike Lindell. It's with the Michaels here, archangels and all that. I'm kidding. But anyway, Flynn chided those who are talking about 2024. It sounded like me. Essentially what I've been saying. Anyone talking about 2024 without making it clear something must be done about 2020 should not be taken seriously. Amen. Then Flynn said, "We know it was fraudulent. We know there was massive foreign interference. We have a number of countries, but the principal country is China. And China is all over the geographical map of the United States of America. And the Chinese know this. They don't like me talking about this because they know that I know." Mike Lindell also spoke up. He said he totally agreed with Flynn. Lindell spoke of his program, LindellTV.com. And about a video they put out yesterday presenting scientific proof that the election was stolen by manipulating the Dominion machines. He said, "We have everything we need. We have proof of cyber attack from computers with IP addresses that link to China." And he said these IP addresses have been verified to be China-based computers. He said, "We have whistleblowers whose identity, of course, we have to protect, but you'll hear them on his program." Now, I'm not going to make it to the border today. I can see that, but I have a real excuse. Not like Kamala. She was tasked to do something about the border. Really? Think about that. You've seen the pictures coming out from Veritas and then those that Senator Ted Cruz was able to capture. I mean, even MSM is beginning to let it out. They have to. The alternative media is getting ahead of them. But think about this. Biden throws this mess to Kamala? That's a disaster. Truly, an unmitigated disaster. Children are being kept in makeshift enclosures, really, not even cages anymore, and they're sleeping on the ground? I mean, they got the cages too, but they're just overwhelmed at the border. And these kids are now on the ground? I mean, in the dirt? The optics on this are going to be very bad for the person they plan to put into the Oval Office in place of Biden. Kamala didn't want to bother going to see what's going on at the border. And let's see. No, I really don't have time to go into the rumor. The 650 planes hauled away Vatican's treasure and installed it in Fort Knox and elsewhere. But it is interesting that the Vatican has had to cut back on salaries of all menials. Did you know that? Yeah, they'll not be able to fund special projects like that project they funded with $1 million, the homosexual lifestyle propaganda movie about Elton John. They put $1 million into that one. So maybe there is something to the reports, but I'll speak to that tonight on my live stream. Pray. The Dems are getting increasingly frustrated and paranoid. All they're trying to do is getting gummed up and they're feeling the reprover on their neck. And they will behave more erratically as they continue to see their plans foiled and unravel. In desperation, they will do unconscionable things. You know, a crazy Muslim rammed the blockade and killed an officer. All were gleefully hoping it was some white guy in a rage over the steel. That's what they want, you know. But, oh well, it was a black Muslim, a supporter of Farrakhan. So next we hear, which is a Democrat, a beloved Democrat. So next we hear AOC was dodging bullets from I'm still looking at that story trying to figure that one out. So AOC had cameras all in place. Watch the shiny object, somebody said. But let's move toward conclusion for today's brain massage. Will California finally catch up with the more advanced states, you know, like Florida and Texas, who actually follow the science in their policies? And is it ever a good idea to surrender liberty to the control of doctors? Doctors always want to control your life. You do know that Florida and Texas are wide open. No mask mandate, no vaccination passports. They're free. And following this, there was no spike in COVID cases or deaths. Now, I don't have the number in front of me, but I'm pretty sure I heard it was something like 20 states are wide open already, and as many as 40 will be open by the end of March or April. But not California. No, sir. We're closing in on you, Mr. Newsom. You better pack your bags and start calling the U-Haul trucks. We don't follow science here in California. We follow scientists, if they're establishment scientists, government ones. You see, and there's a difference. And the difference is this. Real science doesn't lie. It just simply represents what is. But scientists, that's another story. Scientists will lie if it ingratiates them to those who control the advancement in their careers, or if it protects their government funding, or their standing with government politicians, or otherwise advances their personal interests, perhaps their political ideology. Scientists will fudge the experiments, like they did with the faked Lancet study, which now WHO has come out and admitted was fake. That was a study created, I mean fabricated, to show hydroxychloroquine is ineffective for the treatment of COVID-19. Turns out it is not at all harmful, and actually shows some very good results when it's used, especially when it's connected with azithromycin. There you go. Florida and Texas have proved that the mask thing is a ruse. And of the 17 RCTs, random controlled trials, that I've studied, testing the efficacy of masks, and together with the attending documentation, by the way, those studies, convinced me a long time ago that these masks were, it's a ruse. And Fauci himself said we wouldn't be going around wearing masks, and then changes, flip-flop, flip. By the way, each of those studies I looked at, where they did discuss the other side of the question, the potential harmful effects of wearing masks, every one of them showed reason for concern that beyond the respiratory problems they cause to some people, the deprivation of needed oxygen that affects everyone, but has a, it's more of a problem for some than others, there are concerns that, in fact, having the general population walk around in masks in a pandemic can actually increase exposure to the virus. And the social distancing nonsense, did you know that was something they looked at way back in the 1800s and determined it was not effective in protecting us from the spread of a virus, especially one that's airborne? And by the way, no recent studies have proved otherwise. No one needs a vaccine for a disease for which there is a 99.9% recovery rate and where therapeutics are available that have been shown to be very effective. Okay, so let's just all take a breath here. A breath. Take your mask off and take a breath. And say this with me. Ready? Doctors are not God. Say that about three times. You'll feel better. Fauci is clearly a phony. He has said at least once anything anybody wants to hear on the subject. And now he's doubling down because I think it's because he knows his mishandling of this manufactured crisis has contributed to a whole lot of death and suffering in this country. And I believe he can sense the boomerang cycling back, and it's got a GPS on his location. When it does finally all come out, Fauci's done. Burke too. But we, friends, must be free. Living in fear of some invisible virus, that's not living. They've lied to us. Admit it. And let's let them know we're not going to be their lab rats anymore. Experiment over. Experiment in taking over our lives by lies about some mysterious disease is scaring everybody to death, and then manipulating the cases and manipulating the death count by sending them into the nursing homes. Listen, your little experiment on us and our liberties has failed. I've lit the lamps in the church belfry arch. You let me know you see they're on. Call 805-314-2114. Leave a message for me or go to our website, godswar2020.com. God bless you. God save America. And I'll see you in church, hopefully this Sunday. You'll join us for our Easter services.
Go to godswar2020.com. The spirit of Antichrist is rising. Christians are the most persecuted group in the world today. And Antichrist sentiment is rising in America too. But remember, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord raises a banner against him. The Spirit of Jesus Christ in us is greater than the spirit of Antichrist in the world. But believers don't understand the ways of the kingdom of God. Jerry's new book teaches you how to wrestle against the principalities and powers that have risen against Christ in America today. Get God's War, Why Christians Should Rule.